Welcome to the Transform Sales Podcast, where forward-thinking business leaders come to share their experiences and ideas, learn from each other, and amplify their results together.
All right, Brianna, we are live today. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Awesome. Great to have you on the show. I wanted to learn a little bit more about Scaled Services, because I know you've been in this space for quite a while, offering mostly consulting services, but I know that you have something interesting to share today. But before we go to the specific service, Brianna, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit of your background, and how you got into sales outsourcing or the sales industry in general?
Yeah. So Brianna Dunbar, VP of RevOps at Scaled. Scaled is a 40 plus person consultancy firm, and we do anything from RevOps. So strategy work, revenue growth, et cetera. We've helped hundreds of companies on their outbound demand strategy, whether it's through marketing or sales. Me personally, I've built and sold two companies, and it was mainly generated in the marketing side of things. And I'm just excited to be here. I found myself at Scaled a little over 2 years ago and just fell in love with the company and just helping a variety of startups and mid-market companies. So yeah, it's been a fun journey.
Awesome. So you just mentioned the startups and mid-market companies, that's a very impressive background, by the way. But I want to double click there a little bit more. Why don't you tell me today who are the best customers for Scaled?
So for Scaled as a whole, we do anything from like seed to Series A. Recently raised a Series A or A to B. We really work well with companies under 1,000 employees who are ready to grow their teams, but it's ultimately looking for someone to come in and set that necessary foundation with a proven success rather than start from scratch. And for the service part that we're going to be talking about, which is heavily focused in on sales enablement, really anyone that is ready to dive into a sales enablement tool or optimize their sales enablement tool.
Awesome. So let's talk about that sales enablement tool and service that you mentioned. I would like to understand maybe from the optic of a success story, maybe a customer that you have helped in the past, what type of results or situation were they facing before meeting Scaled, and what type of results did they get after? Can you share a little bit of that?
Yeah, so Scaled is one of Outreach.io's biggest implementation specialists and service providers. So we do everything from migration or implementation, as well as sequence content creation, optimization, and performance management. So what's really cool about that is that anyone getting onboarded to Outreach.io, 50% of those come to us. And so we've had hundreds. I think we've done, since 2017, we've done over 700 implementations. Wow. At Scaled. And so we've had the joy of working with 700 different companies that have different industries, concerns, experience, et cetera. One in particular, actually, that I probably got off of the phone of this week recently, just helping them with one of their sequences. So within a sales enablement tool, you have an outbound or inbound sequence or cadence. And just by optimizing one of theirs in the past month, we created an additional 10 new opportunities that we've put over 1,000 prospects through. So it was cool to see that result for them when they would have to put thousands of prospects through to generate a opportunity. It was good to really identify how to really optimize and enable one of their sequences to generate them some new revenue that they weren't expecting.
Okay, that's incredible. One thing that I want to highlight, and that I think is very important, is that through this service, you do not run outbound for your customers, but you basically teach them what is the strategy that they need to follow. And that is key. You mentioned more than 700 different types of companies. I would imagine most of them may lie in a given sector, but there may also be some outliers. And throughout the years, there's been a couple of landscape changes that you definitely have learned from. And you mentioned this is a great service for companies that want to maybe try a different strategy, revamp their operations, are not reaching the targets that they want, looking for some efficiency. There's a little bit of optimization down the line. Would you also offer this for companies that are yet to find some product market fit and are early in their, let's say, developmental stage?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's two ways to look at it when you're looking at outbound. You can go find an agency to help you and they do the work, But are you really enabling your internal team, or are you dependent on the agency to perform that, those tasks for you? For us, what we do is, instead of fishing for you, we want to teach you how to fish. And that's our approach, is that we sit down, we understand your business, understand your industry, your buyers, the different type of buyers, and how each one needs to be spoken to and how many touches need to happen for each of those. And so, yes, we create the content and help you optimize your sequences or cadences in your sales tool, but really it is a true enablement coaching. Even though we're doing the work, we're teaching you the reasons why we're doing it this way. So then down the road, your team can be dependent on themselves instead of somebody else.
Okay. Now, there's a lot of solutions that for a lot of people in the audience may sound like a match made in heaven, but they may be also wondering like, hey, I want to double click a little bit more, because you're not only giving me the formula, you mentioned coaching, so you're also enabling my reps and in executing that formula. So it's not just here are the seven steps, but let me show you how to move in the dance floor so you really get to perform the way you want. Help me understand a little bit of what would be if we were to talk about, or you may not have this, what I'm trying to get to is a basic package. Is there like a product type service offering that you have, like a minimum product where it includes a certain number of hours, coaching sessions and stuff like that? Help me understand that, please.
Yeah, so we do. We offer what we call a managed service packet. We have different levels, and some of those things include content, training, and support. We automate, we do automations, we do reporting, and then we also give strategic top of the funnel support as well. So depending, we have like our essentials package, which is like 10 hours a month, to growth, which is 25 hours a month, all the way to more of a strategic package, about 50 hours a month. And so it really also just depends on what these folks need and what they're looking for. A lot of individuals say like, I don't have the resource to do X, Y, and Z, but I also don't have the budget to go pay for someone.
Correct.
A full-time employee. Okay, well, let us step in. We'll give you these hours. Here are some of the things that we suggest you do. But if you want to use these hours in a different way, or you want everything to be on content or everything to be on reporting, then so be it. It's your hours to use. So.
Gotcha. So there are some packages, some hours per month, and there are some tiers. I also want to ask, is there some sort of like diagnosis package, or like a first session where we maybe do a little bit of discovery, and based on that, hey, here are the packages we recommend for you, the strategies that we recommend, but then you also have a voice into how you tailor that. How does that look like if you have such package, such discovery meeting?
Yeah, exactly. So we do an intake and analysis. So understanding what your sales tech stack is, understanding how many reps you have, how many players are in there, your industry, what kind of buyers you're looking to reach. We map that all out and then we do a recommendation. So based on the intake analysis, we come back to you with our recommendations and saying, all right, here's what we've heard you said your priorities are. Here's the things that we can do to help alleviate that. Here are the hours associated with that. So we definitely, break that down in a more concise way versus just putting you into a box and saying, no, here are your hours. These are what you get.
Correct. It cannot be a one size fits all. So definitely there's a level of customization there. Now, for this, let's say the minimum package, someone considering maybe that service, what would be the price range that you can offer them? Maybe not a fixed price, but a price range for them to at least consider within their budgets.
We do. We offer a really affordable, like for example, for outreach.io, we offer just their basic admin service. And that's, $1,500 a month just to have somebody there to answer your emails within 24 hours, help source your tickets, et cetera. So like the packages can be really affordable. Some of our managed package or managed service packages, start at $3,500 a month. And then some of them go up to $25,000 a month for like our enterprise clients. So it really ranges, but we do work with your budget, understand what's important with you, and then we go from there.
Taylor, wonderful. Is there, let's say the opposite side of this, is there a specific niche, vertical, or type of companies that you do not work with that may not be a good fit for these services?
No, I mean, their clients are so vast. We have everywhere from super compliant, regulatory and compliant companies where our content goes through 17 different approvals for each content that we do, all the way to we're working with a company who is kind of an incognito, and they have no brand name yet, but they're just trying to do a bunch of A/B testing for B2C market. So it really does range. I don't really think I can we're not interested in this. We've got healthcare, financial, legal. It's a good variety.
Okay, from stealth startup all the way to enterprise, there is a little bit of everything. Good. So one of the things that I find interesting, you mentioned you provide the content. Is there a specific type of, I don't know, material? Like, for instance, we specialize in ebooks, we specialize in flyers, we create just one pagers or landing pages. Is there anything like that you can share around what is your forte or what do you typically create?
Well, in terms of the sales enablement tool, it's mainly sequence and cadence copies. So think about when your reps are writing the emails, what we are actually writing them for you. And we're doing it based on who your buyer, your buyer persona is. If you're doing a voicemail, what are you saying in that voicemail? All the way to you should have a case study. And we have a client raise their hand. I don't have a case study. It's okay, let's help you write a case study. So we'll do the case study or the ebook. It really ranges. I'll probably say we don't do typical marketing style where we're doing blog creation, SEO, things like that. We definitely could, but it's just not something that really moves the needle when you're doing sales enablement, movements. But yeah, I would say case studies, ebooks, infographics, anything that we're going to reference within those emails are things that we can help produce as well.
Okay, wonderful. So you have the capabilities for the content, the copy, the scripts, the templates that you're going to put into the sequences, right? For the email, the connections, replies and whatnot, but also guide their hand rather than maybe doing it for them, guide their hand as to the other marketing assets when it comes to maybe videos, pages, etc. That it's more on their side, but you still point them as to, hey, messaging, start this way, maybe start with a why, right? Or things like that. Wonderful. So there's the content, there's the enablement, there's the coaching, different packages. I guess my last question around this would be, what sort of visibility do your buyers typically get, let's say from a reporting standpoint? What do they get? Is there a report? And how frequent can they meet with you to assess the progress, get some feedback going, et cetera? Help me understand that.
Yeah, so we build custom reports inside whatever the CRM is. Typically, it's Salesforce, but we work heavily in Dynamics as well. So we'll build those customized reports for that revenue attribution to opportunities. We do dashboards for any kind of leadership inside CRMs. And then prospect touch points and sequence reporting as well inside the CRM. And then for the sales enablement tool, creating dashboards and reports that are customized to that tool as well. In terms of meeting, I mean, we have some clients who meet us 2-3 times a week because they are so involved and want to be involved. And then we have some that just do weekly or biweekly or, an MBR or QBR. So it just depends on what the preference is. I think that in order to be successful, at least a weekly touch point, so we can continue to coach and show you what we're doing and teach you and then have you ask questions on the live as well.
Wonderful. Now, one thing that I wanted to ask you regarding revenue operations, they're typically regarded or thought about when it comes to the outbound motions and not necessarily consider the inbound motions or the account management motions, which are upsells, cross sales, et cetera. Are most of your services around enabling for outbound, or do you also help with some rev ops in around inbound and account management, how to do upsells, how to identify low-hanging fruit across the pipelines, et cetera?
Yeah, land and expand. We help inbound expansion with existing accounts, outbound for net new. It doesn't matter. A lot of sales enablement tools are focused on inbound, outbound expansion, et cetera. So we support all of those.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for giving me all these details around the service, the enablement service. I think my last question for you today, Brianna, would be around advice. If you could give people in the audience listening to this episode, considering to hire Scaled, some advice around how to achieve the results they expect around profitability with Scaled faster, what would you tell them?
Stop letting your SDRs go and create new sequence and cadence copy within your sales enablement tools.
Silo sequences, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think there is having some success on the control of your brand. And when you allow people to go rogue, SDRs, BDRs, whatever they are, let them go rogue and how they communicate to your prospects and existing accounts, then you're going to get a variety of results back. And when you bring in a little bit more control and foundation for them, you're going to have a lot more success. So I think my advice would be there. I can't tell you how many times we've been called into a place that's had hundreds, if not thousands, of sequencer cadences that we've had to come in and clean up and optimize. So rein in some control.
You got a clean house. It basically sounds like, hey, when there is no control, you don't get consistent results. And without consistent results, you don't scale, you don't grow, you don't become predictable.
Exactly.
Okay, wonderful, Brianna. Is there anything else you want to share with the audience before we wrap up?
No, I really appreciate it. This was so fun. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. It was a pleasure to have you. Team, everyone in the audience, if you are considering to hire Scaled, you can look for them in the CloudDesk Marketplace. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show, Brianna, and I'll see you on the next one.
Thank you, Eddie.
Awesome. Bye-bye.